Buying Trances, A New Psychology of Sales and Marketing, author Joe Vitale. Before you can think of selling anything to anyone, you must first make sure that they're listening to you. Your objective is to get their attention long enough to induce what is known as the buying trance. Understanding what really motivates people is the foundation to understanding this new psychology of marketing and selling. The buying trance is a focusing of attention on what a person will get from your product or service. As long as you focus their attention on their needs, you can keep people in a buying trance. Perception. Perceptions control how people respond to anything. These perceptions are largely controlled by others. When you choose any simple product over another, your decision to buy that product is mainly activated by what is programmed in your mind over time through advertising and publicity. Thus, the fields of public relations, marketing and advertising do not just influence perception, but actually create it. The truth about why do people buy? To create a buying trance that captivates your customers and clients, you will need to know what they're most interested in. The following are five psychological motivators that influence people. 1. Importance, which is the top motivator as people want to feel superior. 2. Appreciation. People may leave their homes or their jobs in search of this feeling. 3. Approval. Most people will take drastic measures to seek the approval of others. 4. Ease. Because people are usually lazy, they want things easily and quickly. 5. Success. Be it money or security or anything else, people want what success means to them. Conversational trances, the four states of mind. To understand how this new psychology of sales and marketing works, you need to be aware of the four states of mind people assume. They are beta, normal, awake state, busy, many thoughts, active mind. Alpha, daydreaming or relaxed, focused, meditative. Theta, deep trance, inspirational. Delta, no conscious awareness. While these terms are psychological, they manifest themselves into business in the following manner. When you talk to most people, they're in the beta state. Some people are sometimes in the alpha state, and depending on what you want to say, you may be able to grasp their attention at that state. Trying to have a conversation with someone in the theta or delta state is nearly useless. How to handle resistant prospects. A form of hypnotic therapy, known as naturalistic approach, is used by hypnotists to engage people in conversations. In business terms, it is the use of whatever dominant beliefs, values, attitudes, emotions or behaviours the prospect presents in order to develop an experience that will initiate or facilitate the buying trance. It is mainly a three-step process. First, whatever your prospects say or do is a valid expression from their point of view. Second, you must accept their point of view as potential sales too. Finally, you must agree with their point of view sincerely. The 10-second trance induction. Since people are already in a preoccupied state of mind when you talk to them, then how do you come up with a way to get them out of their trance and into your buying trance? And how to do it under 10 seconds. The secret is grabbing their attention fast. Here are some types of statements that can work. Ask open-ended questions. Usually, yes and no answers will not have the impact you want because most people will answer no, breaking the trance. Have your questions give way to more dialogue, giving the prospect something to think about. Ask which, not what. Make your question presuppose that the person does indeed actually want something from you. It's much stronger to ask, "Would you like to meet on Monday or Wednesday?" than asking, "Would you like to meet on Monday?" The former gives the client a presupposition that he does want to meet with you and is just a matter of him choosing which day. Ask inward-oriented questions. When you ask someone to imagine something or to remember something, you send them into an internal trance state. Make an unusual claim. An unusual or bold claim that you can stick to is often a powerful method to use that can lead people to change their plans or their mind towards your favour. Ask a question they can't answer. At many times, it's not the answer that moves people, it's the not knowing the answer that jolts them. State something impossible to believe. Focus on the fact that your audience is preoccupied, and this will lead you to create a strong, attention-grabbing statement. Then make that statement connect with your message. Writing and buying chances. There are tested ways to grab people's attention when they're preoccupied and direct them to your sales presentation. Here are three proven ways. Use the word wanted in your headline. Everyone stops and looks to see what is wanted. It intrigues them. Use the word warning in your headline. People want to know what they're being warned about, so it halts them and plays on their curiosity as well. Use the word why in your headline. It begins the process of opening a person's mind. How to get people to buy virtually anything. T-shirts are definitely not a necessity in life. Definitely there are millions to choose from, so why and how would anybody buy yours? You have to make sure of the following 4 points. 1. Are you getting attention with your opening? 2. Are you stating a problem the reader cares about? 3. Are you offering a solution that really works? 4. Are you asking the person to take action? Audio and visual buying trances. Audio and visual media are used as vehicles for a buying trance. Catching an attentive ear can be handled through these three means. Speak to your listeners as if you're sitting across from them. This means using a conversational voice. Address what is on their mind, not yours. You should know your target audience. And if you do, then you'll have a good sense of where they are mentally and when your commercial airs on the radio. Tell them to do something. All ads need a call to action, and radio is no different. Tell your listeners what you want them to do. The one-sentence persuasion. People will do anything for those who encourage their dreams, justify their failures, allay their fears, confirm their suspicions, and help them throw rocks at their enemies. This statement contains very important insights that are not only important because they are comprehensive or have been scientifically proven to work, they're also important because they are simple, can be immediately useful and are extra powerful. In essence, to create yourself a buying trance, you must connect with people at the state of mind they are currently in to lead them into another state of mind that would encourage them to buy. You can always break their preoccupation with a shocking statement or action, but you can befriend them quicker if you merge with their dominant thoughts and concerns. From there, they will follow your lead.